You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Last week, I talked about things that I'm doing in my business to prepare for maternity leave. And today, I want to talk about things that I'm doing spiritually to prepare for it. Now, maternity leave for me is simply just a transitional period. So you may not be about to have a child, but you may be getting ready to graduate college. You may be getting ready to be an empty nester. You may be getting ready to get married. Whatever transition, life transition that you're making, that's what I'm referring to. So replace maternity leave with whatever that looks like for you. When I was reflecting and thinking back on every transition that I've been in, from going into the real world, from college to being an entrepreneur, to being a full-time entrepreneur, to getting married, to having my first child, to now getting ready to have my second. One thing I've realized looking back, what God has always done historically for me is put it before a transition. He always pulled me closer and trained me for the season ahead. Even if you look in the Bible, Jesus went into the wilderness. He pulled back so that he could pray. And this is something that I've really been paying attention to over the last few months as I've been reading the Gospels and just studying more about the Holy Spirit and looking to grow spiritually. Something that I'm prioritizing as I go into this transition is pulling back and getting quiet. In my previous pregnancy with my son, I spent most of it, as I prepared spiritually for that, most of that was spent more so declaring and decreeing what I wanted to see in labor and delivery, what I wanted to see postpartum, how I wanted God to move. I was doing a lot of speaking. I was reading a lot of stories of, I tell you guys about a book that I love, Supernatural Childbirth. I really was going to war for this experience that I wanted to have. And I didn't have that experience. I had a traumatic birth experience. Now, God is still good. He came through tremendously in that situation, and my son and myself are healthy and well. But looking back on it, I wonder what would have happened, or not necessarily what would have happened, but how would I have been better equipped to handle that trying time had I just been quiet and listened to what God had to say? When God pulled me in and prepared me for the transition into marriage, He taught me how to be a wife. He taught me how to be attentive to my husband's needs. We went to counseling. I went to therapy as an individual. I was listening more than I was speaking. And that led to a beautiful transition. And that the evidence of that was clear because we went through a lot when we first got married. We went through pregnancy loss. We were getting ready to buy a home and it fell through at the last minute. So we had to live with my father-in-law for some time. Like, we were getting hit, and this all happened like within a month. So we were like taking jabs right after we said, I do. But we fought those battles back to back versus those battles separating us for each other. And I believe that we successfully navigated a lot of the early tests that we have because of the preparation that God did in both of us as individuals and as a couple. When I think about the period of time where I shut down my business, where I decided I was going to do business God's way, and God told me to shut it all down, and all I had was this podcast, and then I eventually put out the God is My CEO prayer journal. That was a period, a year and a half period, where God was pulling me in and training me for the transition ahead, for the transition into a successful company, for the transition into starting a new business with Anchored Media Studios, the transition from being a solopreneur to having a team, the transition of impacting people on a larger scale. Like, God prepared me in that time period for what was to come. And so now I can navigate where I am in business and the influence he's allowed me to have. I'm able to navigate that well because of what he taught me before this became my reality. And so as I'm transitioning into motherhood again and being a mother of two and doing all of that while having this business and being married and wearing all the hats and all of that, my priority as I prepare to walk into this new season is to be quiet and listen. Of course, I'm still going to pray. Of course, I'm still going to speak the word over my life, but I want to prioritize being quiet and listening, not doing, but being still and hearing what God has to say. I know this is a season where a lot of women start nesting. You know, you get this urge to clean and organize your whole house before having a baby. I have no desire for that. Somebody else can do all of that. My desire is to sit before my Father and say, God, first of all, thank you. Y'all have heard my story on this podcast. First of all, God, thank you. And secondly, speak, Lord. Your humble servant is listening. That's just how I ask God to pretty much tell me whatever he wants without me asking specific questions. That's what my prayer time looks like when I'm getting quiet and listening, because I don't even want to ask questions to try to categorize what I'm looking to hear from. Speak, Lord, your humble servant is listening. And I'm so excited to step away from business, to step away from the hustle and bustle of what's going on. That's the beauty of maternity leave. People will leave you alone. They'd be like, okay, she about to have a baby. She need to prepare for that. So I'm looking forward to shutting down so many of the things that occupy me on the day to day and sitting and just saying, speak, Lord, your humble servant is listening. I told you guys last week about the book that I'm reading, The Spirit-Filled Life by Charles Stanley, who actually passed this week. Rest in peace to Charles Stanley. I told you guys about that book, and something that book highlighted is just true dependence on God comes at a point of desperation. And I want to be at a place while I'm preparing for this transition to be at a place of desperation. And not that I'm severely lacking anything, but I am desperate to hear from God. And that's my priority. And if I would suggest for any of you guys, as you are going through whatever the transition may be, like I said, starting this off, I may be talking about maternity leave, but this applies to any transition that you're going through. I challenge you this week to sit before the Lord, be quiet. And just after you say, speak, Lord, your humble servant is listening. Be quiet and just hear what he has to say. Silence all the noise. So for me, I'm not finna be on social media. I'm not about to be entertaining any unnecessary conversations. I'm having actually a nesting party with my friends. So everybody's going to come over and help get my house ready for the baby. And then I'm done with that. Because there are things you actually have to do. But I organized a nesting party so that friends and family can come help with, you know, meal, freezer meal prepping and cleaning bottles and organizing the nursery. We can just knock all that out together and I could get back to my Father's feet. That's what I'm on. And I'm looking forward to what comes from that. And so again, that would be my advice to any of you guys who are going through a transitional period. Get silent, cut out all the noise, and let God speak. So that's it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.